Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are talking about the survey put out by CBS, which says two-thirds of American employees regret their college degrees. And now we're talking as well about the debates. And Bernie and Elizabeth Warren are both very anxious to pick up the tab for your student loan. Unfortunately, the check is quite large. It would have to be for $1.6 trillion. So do you agree that should have their check paid for, or should they pay for it themselves? And are you one of the two out of three American employees that regrets their college degree? Was it worth it? Was it not? Was it your choice? You made the wrong choices. Tim explained, gave us some good sage advice about what not to do. Tim, I like the fact you said something about study finance. The closer in any job, the closer you get to the revenue stream, the better it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My point with that was to study something that you're marketable across multiple kind of avenues, where, you know, instead of a sports management degree or museum management, like if you're looking to work in the front office of a sports team, you know, the sports management majors are really entry level positions. And if you're looking to move up, the people that get the promotions are the people with, if you want to work with the media, that have communications degrees, that have finance degrees, that have marketing degrees. They have a more depth of knowledge than someone that has a sports management degree. Sports management is a major that colleges use to get students, because you get kids that are coming out of high school that are, they kind of don't know what they want to do, but they go, hey, I'd love to work in sports. That's great. And they think that this is going to lead them to become, I don't know, like the general manager of a hockey team or a baseball team.
Sure.
And that's just not the case. Like, you can get a job with a professional sports team, but you're, like I said before, like you'll be working the cheer crew throwing t-shirts out, or you'll be working at the will call window on the ticket desk.
I think you're giving good advice. You should be a placement manager, because you're the kind of guy that has real life experience and is telling it like it is. Really glad you decided to share that with us.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much. Tim, now that's smart. That was a good sage advice. The part I threw in is also, it's good for you. The closer you get to the money stream, the better you are, okay? The more valuable you are to the company. Now, as you know, I believe all jobs have a place in that wheel, where we have to put all the parts in there to make sure the wheel is totally round and now we can actually use it. So there are every job, if you think about it, with some jobs you may not consider that important, but like without that piece, you cannot finish the puzzle. So some are more important than others, but I value all jobs. And I think there is a value to working, a big value. I think it's absolutely necessary. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. And I'm glad he framed his discussion the way he did, because I used to see that when I was programming radio stations, and I'd go out and speak at a college to communications people, and they would say things like, I want to get into radio, but I want to get into one that does R&B music. That's it, because it's my favorite. I love R&B. Or country. I love country music. I'd love to be able to come in every day. And I have to explain to them, be ready to do anything, okay? First of all, what you're studying isn't there to amuse you. It's there to make a living for you, okay? There's a difference. I could have used the Joe Pesci cut. What is that job here to amuse you? Or is that job a clown's job? You have to really think about it. So it doesn't matter what you like. It's what the public likes and your ability to serve the public. He mentioned sports. I'm sure that lots of people, if you were in a communications class now, would be interested in working at WGR. It's sports. Hey, I'm working with the Bills. I'm working with the Sabres. I'm meeting Howard Simon. I'm doing this with Shep and the Bulldog. And that's nice and that's fun. But the bottom line is, can you contribute something to that scenario besides throwing T-shirts out into the crowd, as he said? And you have to think about it like that. It may not be the format you like. It may, in this case, you feel that I want to go into talk radio, but I want to go into progressive talk radio. Well, good luck to you. You might as well be throwing T-shirts in the crowd if you want to get into progressive talk radio, because nobody's made that work yet. Nobody. A couple of individual stations here and there. That's about it for some reason. And you know what I found? You have Spectrum?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. Well, okay. 222 is a new channel. It looks like maybe they would go up against Fox. And one of the people on it is Bill O'Reilly. Now, he does something, not a lot. I think he does like a 15-minute podcast type thing. But it'd be nice to see some competition for Fox.
I think it'd be good for both networks.
Yeah, I agree. I love competition. I think competition makes everybody better. No competition makes you lazy. Makes you lazy, and you take things for granted you shouldn't take. Like, well, if they want it, they got to come here and get it. They'll find someplace else to get it, but it won't be you. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to David, shall we, in Lockport on line two. David, you're on WBEN.
Hello there. I just stepped away from the phone.
Well, you stepped back just in time, David. Welcome aboard. What do you got for us today?
Hello. Yeah, I called in earlier. Early today. I had to point out first something that Shep Smith did yesterday going into David's ceremony.
Okay. I had the video on, and I saw him, and then I just got a little bit of the audio. What did he do?
I wanted to obviously see the video. I didn't know which channel was going to cover it, and Fox had the little box in the bottom right that,
right,
you know, Trump to honor hero soon. So I started watching it on there, even though I hate Shep. I hate him.
I don't like him either, but go ahead.
He really knows how to put the G in LGBTQ, doesn't he? I'd like to slap the mascara right off his face. So he's commenting on Bellavia before they got to the show, and I would guess 5-10 minutes before it started. He said, David Bellavia is a conservative talk show host from radio talk show host from Western New York, who said on the air recently that Donald Trump could go down as the best president this country ever had, and a year later he's getting the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, he made it sound like he's getting it because he was favorable to Trump on the air.
So you did hear it.
Yeah, I heard that, and it annoyed me too, because they had to paint it with that. They had to paint it with a political brush.
Yeah, well, on your topic, first of all, people who don't have money go to community college for the first 2 years. If you drop out, it doesn't cost a fortune. If you do good, a lot of big schools will accept the first 2 years and the associate's degree into a four-year program.
Sure. A lot of people are very successful in college with various ways to do it. And our discussion today is in no way slamming colleges. It just says that not everybody needs one to be successful. And they've been sold a bill of goods by their own parents and the college administrators who were there to tell them what kind of cool things they can study at their college.
Well, tuitions are the one thing, it's the one industry that the left does not complain about. Prices going skyrocketing. They have nothing but accelerated since Obama took all of the student loan programs into the federal government, so banks aren't in the middle anymore. So anybody could get money, whether you ever pay it back or not, who knows. But there's an old saying that nothing is more expensive, or if you think it's expensive now, wait till it's free, right? You got, just like Obamacare, right? It's free. Oh, God, everybody's, you know, people that do pay, their premiums skyrocketed. So you get back to the colleges. If it's free, why wouldn't kids sign up, right? That's odd.
Sure, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, anything free, they'll stand up for a lollipop. Yeah.
The costs are going to skyrocket in the colleges because they have more demand coming in. The kids can get all the money they want because we're paying for it. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it great? It's all going to work out great.
Oh, I hear you, and I love that quote. Thank you, David. I love that quote. You think it's expensive, wait till it's free. Yeah, nothing is free. There is no free lunch.
You tour some of these colleges, and the campuses are
breathtaking.
Yeah, they are breathtaking. That's the correct word to use for it. Do we really need to spend that kind of money to build these things up and then wonder why we are paying so much to attend college?
Oh, yeah, the campuses. On one of our trips, we went through the campus of LSU, Louisiana State. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. And there's a lot of like that, but the question is, how much of that beauty are you paying for as opposed to actual learning? As I said, it's not a slam on colleges. Colleges do what they do. They sell you their product, and this is what they have for a product. And they're not going to tell you that the thing you're interested in, you'll never make a living in. You've got to do that yourself. I mean, now you're wearing big boy and big girl pants. You're out of high school. You got to do some individual thinking. And some individual action. If you're just going there to learn about the subject, that's fine. That's fine. That's great. But if you're counting on it to give you enough knowledge and ability to use it to make a living, then it's got to be different. It's got to be marketable. Because if it's not marketable, I don't care how good you are. If you don't produce anything that helps with the revenue, you're going to be on very thin ice. Just creativity alone isn't going to do it. You've got to be able to sell that creative thought. And as I said, the closer you get to the money, the better you are. Let's go show me the money. Let's go to Jim in Hamburg. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Hey there. Thank you very much for taking my call there, Sandy.
Yes, sir, Jim. What do you think? Two-thirds of this study by CBS, their employees regret their college degrees. What do you think?
Well, that's what I was calling in about. I was, you know, college you can go to free. I was an old military vet. Well, I won't say I'm old. I went back in later on when the market crashed 2009, mainly to go back to school, ironically, to pay for it. So I went back in, left the family in Buffalo. I think I told this story to you before. But anyway, went to Duville, got my bachelor's or BS and BS. Where was that? It took me about a year and a half, and then I went and got my master's at George Washington in IT, mainly because I've been in the IT industry and I didn't really feel like I needed to go back to school to learn anything. But in our capital, the majority of students that I went to school with were from China and India and Saudi Arabia. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow. So they're coming over here to get, a lot of times they come over here, get their education, they go back to their home country, like doctors and things like that. We try and keep them here, but it doesn't always work.
Well, even especially from the IT sector, which is we live in an information age where everything's saturated. So that's what I don't understand why the first place they should practice socialism if Elizabeth and
Bernie
to push that agenda, start out on the campus. You know, all the instructors and everybody else, they live on campus and subsidized housing, and they get a food ration and everything else. You know, just walk the talk.
It's a false sell. It's like all you have to do is get admitted to college, and then once you study, if you get a degree, you'll have a pretty good job with a very good salary for the rest of your life. I mean, that's true sometimes, but it's not the regular bona fide guarantee that you'd like. You got to study things that you think will make a living for you, unless you just want to learn about the subject.
Well, I agree with you. It's all relative. If you're going to go to the school, should be able to show an ROI when you're out in business and you're selling stuff, because I'm in business myself.
How much is it going to cost, and what am I going to get for it? Very good. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, Tony, you mentioned something. When you were going to school, you started with automobiles and you went over to aviation.
Yes.
What is the difference? I know what the difference is in looking at them and driving them and whatever, but what's the difference when you're studying them? Are you studying the mechanical side of them, the retail side of them?
Fixing with airplane, you had airframe and power plant. Power plant, obviously, is that what it says? You work on engines. The airframe part, you learn how to fabricate back, you know, in the older days when you had fabric on some of the smaller airplanes. You learn a little bit about welding, sheet metal.
Now I'm thinking both of those would be in demand, but you think that you should have stayed in, instead of switching to aeronautical, you should have stayed in
automobile. Yeah, I had more love of cars than I did airplanes, and I think I would have done better with auto. I know I did better in auto classes when I took it. We had, you know, small engine repair. We had classes where we tore down straight six-cylinder engines.
Well, the auto, the dealers are always having seminars for looking for good automotive people for every aspect of it.
Oh, in today's day and age, when you look, you know, think about cars, as you know, with all your car magazines and things like that, and how much you follow it, you open the hood of a car today, forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not designed for shade tree mechanics.
Yeah, you know, back in the old days, I could work on my 72 Delta 88 with no problem, change the water pump in my backyard. Today, when I open up the hood, I'm completely lost. So the value in a mechanic is more today than it was back then, I think.
I just read in one of my car magazines an interesting story. There is only one in the United States of America. There is only one certified mechanic for McLaren. If you have to go to the factory unless you have this one man work on your McLaren. Now, not that there are many McLarens out there. It's not like, oh, gee, we got so many McLarens and we can't get them serviced. I'm sure it's just a handful. But the bottom line is, if you get good at something and you get to the point where you get something exclusively, like this is rare, I'm sure, this McLaren mechanic, then you're worth a lot. The more you can do of something of value, the less value it has, the less you're going to make, obviously. So if you're the only one that can do it, and there's a need to have it done, you can make a lot of money.
Well, with mechanics, there's so many things that you can get into, whether you're working for a dealership, you could have your own business, you
sure.
could be into customs and restoration,
painting
it's
and
endless.
Repair, and yeah, all kinds of things. We'll be back with more. Was your college degree worth it? Bernie and Elizabeth Warren want to pick up the tab. $1.6 trillion in student debt. We'll be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I think today is kind of a rest day for David Bellavia. You know, he's been working at high speed all these days. I think he's only doing, giving a speech at the Pentagon. Is that great or what? I'm still excited about yesterday. It doesn't seem to want to go away. It's very nice to have an association with somebody who has accomplished something like that. Let's go to Sandy in Lackawanna talking about college and talking about Bernie and Elizabeth Warren wanting to pick up a $1.6 trillion tab. Hello, Sandy. You're on WBEN.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think? What do you think?
Okay. As far as going to college, well, I went to UB in 1964.
Okay.
It was $250 a semester.
Oh, I wish those prices had come back.
Well, let's see. But as far as was my education worth it?
Is it worth it? Have you used it?
I worked for social services. Well, you know, civil service.
Okay.
And you can only go up so far unless you have a degree. And I had the degree so I could go on farther. So it was definitely worth it.
Well, that's good. And it should be worth it most of the time. I was surprised at this two-thirds number in the CBS survey. But I do think that more people are looking just, hey, what would I like to do every day as opposed to what can I do that will earn a living for me and my family and give me some long-term prospects? If I like it, that's fine. If I hate it, that might be wrong. But everybody's looking to be amused instead of out there trying to earn a living.
Actually, you didn't need a college degree to do that because it was mainly logic. And nobody asks you what is René Descartes' philosophy.
That's true. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Like in my business, I have never, ever seen any station management ask for a degree for on the air, certainly. Now, if other things could be helpful, finance, management, things like that could be helpful. But on the air, it's either there or it isn't, and they do not require it. The only time it's required is if you're teaching. If you're teaching, you do need a degree. And many people that you see on television or radio, whatever, are also teachers, and they do a good job because they see it every day. And they know how to teach it. I'm glad it worked out for you, Sandy. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's always nice. And as I said, we're not putting down college. We're just saying, what does college do? They sell you what they have, right? And if you happen to like something, then what they have and can make a living with it, you've got to think about that. The odds of you making a living with something you really enjoy are slim. I mean, they really are. But if you do it, it's fabulous. Now, Tony, you've seen that. You got to love this business in order to put up with the idiosyncratic behavior that's in this business.
Yeah, you pretty much summed that up, yeah, right.
In other words, sometimes
you're politer than I am.
You're ready to jump out a window. You know, you got to know that. And this is not a job for the faint of heart. It's you got to be willing to go where the jobs are, which sounds pretty simple, isn't it?
You mean it's not fun being attacked?
No. And people usually love you or hate you. If they don't love you or hate you, that means they don't care about you, and that's the worst. It's not the easiest job, but it's been fine for me. Not that there haven't been rough spots. Now, Buzzy, how about you? You're beginning this road here. Do you think that you'd be doing something you really enjoyed doing and can make a living at it?
Right now, I am doing something that
I
enjoyed.
I mean. Yeah.
I enjoy doing. You know, I'm trying to climb my way up the ladder, Sandy, and definitely can make a living while I do that.
And since you come in this building, I know David Bellavia, myself, and Bowerly are all getting food tasters.
I like how you have Tony stand right by the door to make sure when you use it to get up.
Of course. Absolutely. Now, if you're working with good people and you're doing a job that you enjoy and you're making a living at it, it doesn't get better than that.
Right.
It really doesn't.
And, you know, college for me was my door or the way into the door here. Because of Lou, that we all love.
Sure.
Lou got me my first job here at WBEN.
Lou's a great guy.
And I've been here for 9 years, but if it wasn't for being at Madai when that job needed to be filled, who knows?
I hear you loud and clear. Well, being an affiliate of Lou is a great plus because he's not just a good guy. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. I do have a comment on your topic, but I initially called. I was telling Joe a story that I thought was nothing short of amazing, and he felt maybe it'd be nice to share it with you.
Well, let's hear it then. Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on us.
I'm getting my oil changed at a place. I'm sitting in the lobby. There's an older gentleman sitting in the lobby with me. He's kind of chatty. So we're talking about work and things like that, completely unrelated to anything that happened yesterday. And there was a pause in the conversation. And he said, hey, did you happen to see the guy yesterday they gave the Medal of Honor to? I think he was from Afghanistan. I said, well, I corrected him politely. I said, actually, it was Iraq. And his name's David Bellavia. He's a radio show host in Buffalo, New York on WBEN.
Wow.
About that, for a little bit, I explained, about the GoFundMe and stuff. And he said, I was watching that yesterday, and with all the division in the country, I'm just making a point because of the, you know, people are always talking about racism existing in America. You know, he's black, and we're just talking like two, you know, just talking like two people. And he's like, with all the division in the country right now, it was so special to see that moment because when you watch the TV, how genuine it looked. And I said, yeah, you could tell through Buffalo, too. And I explained about the radio show and all the calls that came in yesterday. He's like, I don't know why we ran into each other, but this is amazing. And I was like, I don't know why you brought that up.
That is good, especially when you have the background that you have of knowing all about David. I was in a couple of places yesterday where they're not quite sure of the name. You see that guy getting the award, that kind of thing? But it was the talk. It really was. And you know why? Because we needed things like that. Every once in a while, we need something like that to remind us of value, something that means something. Not, you know, a quick 3 minutes on The View, but something with value. Hey, thanks for sharing that, Terry. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to the telephone to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how are you? A wonderful topic.
Well, thank you, Dan. Good to have you on again. What about this? What's going on?
Well, I can tell you that I have 2.5 days left of my professional work life, and I'll be retired. And I didn't spend one day at college. Certainly, I was fortunate enough to be smart enough to pick an employer who offered you a decent wage and benefits and a future. Not unlike the young people that go to college, they have to make sure that they pick a marketable endeavor. They just got to have common sense. They have to be smart.
And it can't just be, we talk about jobs we like, and that's nice if you can get a job and they'll pay you for something you like. But you got to be prepared to do a lot of different things. And the job isn't there to amuse you. You're there to enrich the company or the employer, and that's how you get along, and that's how you make a living.
I agree with you 100%. I'm going to say this. You know that I'm your token Democrat kind of. I'm disappointed. I am going to watch the debates tonight. I believe it's tonight and tomorrow. They split them in two because there's like 25 people running.
That's correct. Yep.
I think they're really missing an opportunity here. I think that there are issues that I would address. If I were the candidate, I would be issue-oriented. I don't even know if that I would offer an alternative. I would just ask questions concerning what's transpired over the last 2.5 years and tell you that I'd be willing to look at it, willing to work with anybody who could make the whole thing work better. And instead, again, more smoke and mirrors. I mean, there's no major legislation that has been passed in 2.5 years. And if they were to make education free, and I had three children, it certainly was not free. And we certainly did talk about what they were going to do with the education they were getting ready to pursue. If you put the cost of college on the back of the taxpayers, it would be the same as municipal contracts in Buffalo. The average policeman's making about $110,000, $115,000 a year. The average teacher, when he or she retires, gets about 70% of their gross wage. Now, whether or not you think that that is worth it, that would be a subject. But when the revenue is tax-based, to replace the teacher at 70% of her wage, if she made $100,000, when she retires, she gets $70,000, and the person who replaces her wants that $100,000 paycheck. Now that one position costs you $170,000 per year. And in order to do that, property tax are astronomical, which they already are. Your federal tax burden for your federal employees' retirement, same scenario, you have to replace them. The only thing that leaves you with is raising taxes, which we all know is counterproductive. A wiser use of tax revenue is what we need, and this is just crazy. You know, when I came into this world, I came in naked. When I go out, I'm going out the same way.
Remind me to, I hope they close the cover.
This I will say, and it's been since the beginning of time, you yourself as an individual, male or female, are responsible for how productive or non-productive your life is going to be. And life has always been about making choices, and the difference between rich and poor are the choices that individuals make and how they conduct themselves. And when you lose that, if everybody gets everything for nothing, nobody will be productive.
And nobody will be working. Okay, thank you. Always good to talk to you. Absolutely. The reason we're doing this show today is twofold. CBS News has a new poll out, says two-thirds, which is 66 and change, of the American employees regret their college degrees. And I think a lot of that is due to, as Dan just said, making the right choices for what you're going to take in college. What are you going to major in? Is it something you just want to learn more about? Well, that's fine. You can do that. But if it's something you're going to make a living with, it's got to be beyond your, gee, I like that comfort zone. Where are the jobs for that? What do the jobs pay for that? What do you have to do to make a living with that? You have to think like that. If you happen to fall into a job where you like what you're doing, that's a bonus. But the job is not there to amuse you or to keep you busy. The job is there to do work that will provide income to your employer. And that's basically it. Now, $1.6 trillion, does that sound like a lot of money? Well, it is, but apparently not to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, because they just want to pick up the tab. Yeah, they. One of those nut job newbies wants to give, what, $1,000? $1,000 a month to everybody. Now, how the hell do you do that? I'd like to know. Who is paying for it then? If everybody gets it, then who's paying for it? The taxpayers are paying for it, and there's no reason for that.
It's called pandering.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and it's pathetic. Now, at tonight's debate, first of all, they're only going to have, I heard Carl Calabrese say, about 6 minutes each. That's it, because there's 20 of them, 10 will be on tonight, right? They'll get about 6 minutes each, so there's not a lot of time to dump on the president, and everybody knows you're going to do it. It's almost like the Tonight Show or the late night shows. Get your cheesy joke in about Trump, and, you know, you never get past that. They might just hit that and run. Trump sucks. And by the way, I have this agricultural plan so that they're on record as saying they think Trump sucks, but they're going to have to focus more on what they want to do rather than what they think Trump isn't doing properly. So I don't know if there'll be a gang, ganging up on Trump. I don't think so. I think you pointed out to me in off the air time. Let's watch and see who gets ganged up on. It's almost like the early days of Survivor, when all the people were on the island and they formed alliances. All right, you vote for me and I'll do this for you, and then we'll nudge him out. And I think that's basically that's good advice.
Guess is they're going to go after Biden.
Yeah, because Biden won't be there for one thing. Okay. How do you go after one of the other candidates? Only half of them are going to be on the stage tonight, the other half tomorrow. How effective is it going after somebody that's not there? And how effective is it or worthwhile is it to go after somebody who is there? Because this looks like the bottom rung of the group as far as I can see. Kirsten Gillibrand's even there, okay? So, I mean, you don't want to be on stage with Kirsten Gillibrand. You want to be on stage with a player.
That's the junior table, like
that's the card
table. The Republican Party.
Yeah, it's the card table. Yeah. You know, at Thanksgiving time, you sit with the kids until
in
you
the basement.
Until you
get. Here's your Hot Pockets.
Well,
are you trending at 1%?
Yeah, Tony and I have similar upbringings, I think. 803-0930, 1-800, in the basement. Yes, what do you want? Give us your thoughts as to whether your investment in your education was worth it, or was it a waste of time? We'll be back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.